Hi everyone, it's Michelle, and this is our third call of three in our abundance series. It is February 25th, 2021, and we will begin as we always do in Shavasana. You can have your camera off for this portion of our call. If you have your camera on, make sure that you're really, really still so that the movement doesn't disturb anybody in case they have their eyes on at any moment. So be in a quiet, non-moving place. Make sure you're you're muted. Dottie, I'm just gonna mute your line. All right. So adjust your seating position if you're seated so that your heart center is open and the crown of the head is drawing toward the sky. So upright. If you're lying down, which I suggest, make sure that you're comfortable. Make sure that there's space around you so you're not bumping into walls or furniture or other people. Give yourself space. When we lie in Shavasana, the head is supported, head and neck supported, so that the forehead is higher than the chin. That allows us to go inward and it stops the busy mind. We want the blanket, folded blanket is a good idea. It could even be a pillow, but folded blanket we usually use traditionally should be touching the shoulders. There's not a gap there so that we're well supported. And Shavasana will both go deeper. And think of it this way, the practice is a metaphor. Are you allowing yourself the proper support in your business and in your life? So support the head well. Bend the knees for a moment and press the feet into the floor, lift the buttocks and take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. So we want to lengthen through the low back. Then stretch one leg out and then the other, you can slide the heel along the floor. So we actually get, more length and spaciousness when we do that. And then release the baby toes toward the floor. The rest of the toes follow. The legs are a comfortable distance apart. If when you're lying in this way, your back is uncomfortable, adjust by placing maybe a bolster, a rolled blanket beneath the upper legs or beneath the thighs. Or you can place your calves up on a couch or a chair. So raising the legs will release the low back. Dig the elbows into the floor, lift and open the heart center, and then release the arms to the floor in a low V palms up position. Take time to be aligned. Are your arms equidistant from the center line? Legs equidistant from the center line? Is your head straight? You know, we say of somebody sometimes, you know, well, that person's head's really, you know, screwed on straight. Well, we actually do that here. We allow the body to be aligned, head straight. Softly close the eyes if you haven't already and scan the body for any tension. Where you find tension, breathe into that spot. And let that tension go. Relax the face. Relax the jaw. Let the lips be touching, not touching, just barely touching. Find the breath. Have you noticed the breath yet today? Notice it now. What's your breath like? Be curious, like a child is curious about the breath. Watching, noticing, awareness. What's your breath like? Not today, not this afternoon, but in this moment. What's this breath like here and now? Have you appreciated your breath yet today? Since the moment of our birth, however many decades ago, our breath has happened moment by moment all our lives. Have you noticed it yet today? keeps us alive. It's prana, life force energy. Notice. Any thoughts that arise, especially if we've had a very full day, our mind can be filled with thoughts. We don't try to force them to stop. That's not the practice. Sometimes it takes time for the mind to settle, like when you throw a pebble into a pond and there's the ripple outwards. We don't try to hold the water and make it stop rippling. We wait patiently, then just observe. As thoughts arise, let them go. It's unimportant right now. Let it go, let it go. Sometimes it takes minutes as you're hearing the sound of my voice. It takes differing lengths of time, but the mind of its own accord, like the lake after a pebble is thrown into it, comes to a point of stillness. It happens simply by observing and the repeated practice of letting that thought go. And then the next one, and the next one, as soon as they arise, without judgment. How soon can I notice it? It's not a race either. It's simple, pure awareness. There's a thought beginning to unfold. I don't care what it is. It's not needed right now. I let it go. Watch the breath. Let the thoughts go as they arise. Be present. Take this time for yourself. Let yourself dwell in appreciation for this quiet moment, not forcing it, simply noticing, letting the awareness of this quiet time, maybe it's your first in your day, letting that awareness of this moment bring of its own accord, an appreciation. It bubbles up when we notice what's there. Watch the breath. And then releasing Shavasana just as easily as you came into it. Know that it begins first with a thought that soon you will move. Can you not react to that thought, just like not reacting to all the other thoughts that arose and that you let go? It's just a thought. We're not our thoughts. We're the witness consciousness, the one watching the thoughts. Just let a thought arise. Oh, soon I'm going to move. No reaction. Soon I'll move. No movement. Not rushing into the next moment. Soon I'll move. Still watching the breath. Then allow the breath to deepen. Start to bring your consciousness back into the room where you are now. And then begin to move in any way that feels good to you right now. Do you even know what feels good right now? And will you allow yourself to be in that gentle movement? Maybe you're stretching, maybe you're wiggling the fingers and toes, maybe you don't want to move. How attuned can you be to what you actually want in the moment? Move in the way that you want, different from any other moment, right here, right now. Allow yourself to begin to move. And then bend the knees, give yourself a big hug. You can rock slowly from side to side to massage the lower back. If you're seated, can you simply be in that seated meditation without angst or judgment or need? just being as the others come back to seated position. Roll onto your right side, support your head, and wait. Can you wait without a quality of waiting? Waiting sometimes has impatience threaded through it. Can you just be in this in-between moment? Crucial for our COVID-19 lives right now. Be in this in-between moment fully. Often these days, between businesses open and closing, between inside, can I go outside? Between now and when the vaccine comes, between now and when travel comes again, we have a lot of in-betweens that we have right now. Between now and my next launch, between now and my next movement in my business, which might be an hour from now or 2 minutes from now, in between. Be okay, be good, be, let that in-between place be full. Conscious, aware, present. Lying on your side in that in-between place, perfectly content. In the yoga tradition, santosha, contentment, one of the yogic virtues, content here. And then softly open your eyes, keep the gaze toward the floor. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting gently. And return to our virtual circle, camera on whenever possible, so that you can be fully present here without multitasking. Do I sometimes multitask? Yes, I do. I'm not going to tell you. I shall not tell a lie, you know. Do I do my very best to reduce that, do less and less of that, more and more of paying attention to what's right in front of me? Yes. Am I perfect at it? No. Am I practicing? Yes. Is this a really good time to practice that because we're here doing it together? Yes. So returning to camera on. Goodness, I'm going to not multitask for a minute. My glasses are really dirty. I'm going to be fully in the moment of cleaning my glasses. Well, you're all coming back to this virtual circle. And I want you to be thinking about, no, wait, I'm still multitasking. B. It's a practice. It's a mind practice training. I'm doing it again. I'm just cleaning my glasses. There's an old, I think it's a Zen story. That says, you know, it was students competing about how enlightened their masters were. The first one said, well, mine can walk on water. Oh, that's really good. The other students went, wow, that's so cool. Well, mine can become invisible at will. And they're like, oh my goodness, like your master is the best. And the third student said, mine, when he drinks tea, he just drinks tea. And they were like, oh, yours is truly the wisest and the deepest of them all. So in this practice of focused attention, with you just in Shavasana, to the best of our abilities, what did you love today in this practice? What did you notice? Were you present, gentle with yourself if you weren't? What was the most beautiful moment to you? And it doesn't even have to be the most beautiful. What do you remember that you loved, you would like to share? Yeah, Mary Kay, thank you.
I love that I made it back in time for the last part of Shavasana. Mm-hmm. Because when it first, I was here for the first part, but I got called away. My barn worker was on the way and I had to put the key out for him. So it was time sensitive. But I made it back in time. And then I also had an aha about observing tenseness in my body. That short time, it was just, it was only, I only lay down barely, and then you said to get up, so let it happen fast.
I love that, Mary Kay, how quickly we can become aware in just a minute or two. To take your last point first, that you're holding tension, what if you did this practice before you walked into a strategy session? Oh, wait, my shoulders are up. Maybe that wasn't for you, what it was for you, Mary Kay, but oh, my shoulders are up at my ears. My voice will be different. How I perceive that person in front of me will be different. Everything will be different. What if we took this practice into just a couple of minutes? It happened for Mary Kay very swiftly before an important call, before we're in transitioning between one moment and another. These days, I know I've been arriving a minute or two late. I'm sorry about that. It's on my list of things to shift. But even as I was a minute or two late, I took a moment to take a breath, to be present before I hit that on button. So just a breath. How are we bringing this into our lives? It only needs to be a couple of breaths and a change can happen. I notice the tension, I can release it. And then the interruptions of Mary Kay, I know you've had a lot. Right? Anyone who's in Texas right now? There's a lot of shifting and changing and stuff going on. And so, you know, something called away, and then this practice allows us to come back, to come back, to come back, to come back. And that happens on the court in real time. When we're speaking, something, you know, we get distracted when we're in a strategy session, when we're networking. How quickly we can come back is related to the depth of our practice in Shavasana. I've never said that before in this community. It's been implicit, but I've never said that before. How quickly we can come back is related to the depth of our practice in Shavasana. And that doesn't happen just in one day, it's a practice. Am I perfect at it? No. I've been practicing mostly daily since 2006. And it's life changing and it's cumulative. Right? So thank you for that, Mary Kay. Like, how do we come back? How do we come back? And this little story is coming up in me. Dana just showed me something she stumbled across on the internet. I mean, there's all kinds of funny interruptions and weird stuff happening these days in our virtual world. And this was, you could probably search it and find it. Dana showed me, we just needed a laugh and it run across her screen and she showed me in the moment. It was two judges and it was some kind of high up court. And is it like it's going around? I'm sure it's like, Marnie, you saw it. And there is a lawyer and he accidentally had a filter on and he looked like a cat. Have you seen that one? It's going around, right? So it's funny. And then also, how do we navigate that moment? I mean, whatever the context was, we know it's serious. We know it's like the lawyer and we know that like the judge is going, I think you have a filter on. Like, Mary Kay's called away. How do we come back? How do we come back? How do we come back? Shavasana is crucial in that. How did that person navigate that moment? It was like Dana and I were just in stitches. He's going, I want to let you know that I really am here. I'm not a cat. Stuff happens in this virtual world. Do we have the capacity to come back and how can we deepen that? It's this. Thank you, Mary Kay. Love that. Every single time we say, like, what did you notice this time around? There's another layer of why we do this practice, another layer of what's possible for you when we share. I can't get to all the benefits in one class or even in a year's worth of classes. There's deeper and deeper and deeper benefits. Let's have one more person share. What did you love in your practice today of Shavasana? Yeah, Dottie, thank you. And then Yvonne.
I loved the practice today. And one of the things that I loved the most was, I'm sure you've probably said it a million times, but I didn't catch it so deeply before, which is that we don't react. We have the option to react or respond. And it's so funny, even after I heard you say that, when you said that you were cleaning your glasses, I got up immediately and I thought, my glasses are dirty. And I got up to go clean my glasses. So I need more practice.
I love that. Thank you. Can we not react, but respond? Shavasana teaches that. That is a crucial, crucial business skill. We can't find the words to say it if we're reacting. And we practice it over and over here. It's not something that we can do as head knowledge. It comes in the practice. Oh, there's that thought of somebody I hate, somebody I love. I got to make breakfast, whatever it is. I'm not reacting to that thought. I'm letting it go. I'm not reacting. I'm letting it go. We do it tens of thousands of, I don't know how many times I've done that. And it comes cumulatively. And thank you for hearing it this time, Dottie. I love that. And that's why sometimes, and it's not something new. It's deeper into this that moves the needle. It's deeper into this. What if I could not react? What if I could respond instead? And sometimes we think, oh my goodness, well, I haven't practiced that much and I'm whatever age. And so how can I catch up? And then that's all scarcity mind. And then we don't bother putting that next drop in the bucket. because we feel like it's just a drop in the bucket. No, we just keep putting the drops in the bucket. I practice, I practice, I practice. I missed my practice this morning. Doesn't happen very often. I missed mine. But it'll come later in the day. And my practice this week has been of my yoga practice. I've had some of my best yoga practices, multiple ones this week that I've had in months. All because we were talking about pause and we were talking about practice in the last couple of weeks. It's for me too, right? So Dottie, thank you. Not reacting, but responding. And Shavasana teaches that. And there isn't a way to learn it as head knowledge that I know of, because it doesn't work that way. It happens too quickly. We practice. Right from the first abundance call, practice. Awesome, awesome, thank you. Yvonne.
For me, it was one of those moments that I hadn't set up my station yet with my mat and everything. And then I was, looking kind of on the floor behind me and was empty and I didn't feel like doing it. But somehow my body started to move and get up out of my chair and walk to the closet and grab my mat and threw it on the ground. And I did it, and it's, in the end, I was really happy that I did. And then I'm kind of like, okay, so where else does that apply, in my life, where sometimes I just don't bother doing something because it feels like it's too much effort. And then, when I do go ahead and with it, kind of going like, well, that was easy peasy breezy kind of thing, took me 3 seconds to set it up.
So. Yeah, I love that. It reminds me of learning from Harv Eker at Peak Potential years ago. He said, there's only 2 keys to business. This is the most important thing of all the things we teach you. Learn, do, learn, do, learn, do. And we have this, sometimes there's reluctance to do. And so we have all kinds of reasons that we're not doing. And I can still see him walking across the stage. It's like, okay, I'll learn stuff. And then I'm just going to sit there. And he's like, and he said, well, I really don't want to go over there because over there is the business. Over there is the thing I got to do over there. And as my mind is going, I don't want to do this. It's not possible. What's going to blah, 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 blah. He took the steps across the stage and just moved. And then there he was over at that other table, which is exactly what you're demonstrating here, Yvonne. Right? Sometimes we're just dragging and we just don't want to go. But we set up practices that we know are beneficial. And then we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I've missed more in 20, since COVID than I have since 2006. I'm just going to be honest with you. But I've also had some of my deepest practices ever. And it's a practice. And I'm coming back, coming back, coming back. It's not about perfection. It's about coming back, coming back, coming back. And it's coming around even more deeply. And I appreciate it even more in the sometimes absence of it. So thank you, Yvonne. Thank you. Anything else wanting to be said about this practice before we move to the next piece? Anything else for today? Okay, thank you. Really good. So I've already been reminding you where we've been in this abundance series. What are the practices that we have? Which are the ones that, what am I tolerating? What can I let go of? What practices do I want to emphasize and reinforce? We've got some inner world practices with Shavasana. We're in the midst of the game. Got some outer world practices that we can engage in. So great chance for practice in the midst of the game. And we're drawing toward the end of the game soon. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then we talked about the pause last time. Remember I read from Sabbath and from The Key? If I am only go, 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 I don't have that quiet space to see what the best next move is. So there's a rhythm of activity and rest. And in that book, Sabbath, it's just, I would just get that book and read it and reread it. I've read it so many times over the years. And I've read those first couple of pages a million times. And every time I read it, it goes deeper inside me. We're natural beings, we're natural creatures. And our world has a rhythm of, remember that? A rhythm of activity and rest, day and night. The cycles of the moon, the way we breathe, our heartbeat, how land has to go fallow for, once every 7 years or whatever it is. I'm not a farmer. My parents are or were, but the land has to rest or it'll stop producing. But we somehow think that we can go 24/7. The importance, one crucial practice, the pause, so important that we start every almost every class with it. So how are you building in the pause? I was just talking to my team this morning because I know I want to do that at a much deeper, higher level this year. I'm still working at bringing in the pauses that used to structure my life pre-COVID. And I've put in some really great things. And I know that I'm looking to structure in more. The last time I leaned in with my team about that was like an hour ago. It's that important. So the pause, that's where we've been today. I don't want to give you the title today. That's going to come in, you know, maybe even be a half an hour from now. We'll see. But it's going to be built on what we've learned so far. And it's like, how do we actually envision something? Because abundance, like, wow, I'm going to have all this great stuff, but nothing happens. Like, let's not, you know, we might have we think we have an abundance mindset, but it's neither here in the present, nor does it unfold in the future. Then there's something missing. I mean, real abundance. I mean things that actually come into our lives and that we get to be in the driver's seat. How does that happen? Envisioning actually with power in ways that actually move the needle. That's going to be where we will be by the end of today. All right. So I just before that, announcements, a few things, announcements. I'd love to hear some wins from you. We've got some questions posted, and I'm going to speak a little bit about the game, and then we'll get to that last piece of content from the Abundance Series again in just a little bit. Any questions before I share some announcements with you? Because I want to make sure that people's minds aren't way over here with some of the things I talked about. I can feel a little scattering in the room. So come back. Y'all with me again? Nothing needing to be said. Okay, yeah, could you see the room collecting again? Thank you. All right, just some housekeeping announcements. Our Stories That Sell Now series starts next week. So for those who are in this series, Tuesday, March 2nd is our jumpstart call. So it's Tuesday, not Thursday next week. Actually, that's for no other reason than the Thursday is my birthday. And so I'm like, yeah, so... I've had many different kinds of birthdays in my life. Often they're usually actually in Mexico. So making a space on Thursday and our calls on Tuesday. We have a number of new people joining us for Stories That Sell Now. So that's going to be super fun. And usually our weekly calls, as you know, on Thursdays, 12:30 at Mountain Time. We've got calls in the Stories That Sell Now series. Thursday, March 11, 18, 25, April 1st, 8th, 15, deep dive into Stories That Sell Now. If you were here last time we did Stories That Sell Now, I'm in such a different place. You will see some things the same, and some of them you'll go like Dottie said, you know, you've probably said it before. I never actually heard that, right? You will be listening with different ears. I'm in an utterly different place since last summer. I'm so excited about what we're going to be doing with Stories That Sell Now. I've never been more excited for a series ever before. So that's coming up with our Jumpstart call starting on March 2nd. For this course, we're going to be using the Stories That Sell Now Facebook group. We'll be sending you an invite to that new group on Friday. So we have different Facebook groups going for different purposes. That's what we'll be using throughout that course. Updated course calendar, Yvonne, if you can put that in the chat for me, it's added to the Story Freedom, to Story Freedom Academy as well. Please remember to update your calendar and put the big rocks in first. So all those dates, make sure they're on your calendar. All right. And then just before we get to questions that were posted, a reminder, the game ends March 1st. It is never a guarantee that we win the game. I don't know what's going to happen. A couple years ago, it was the very last moment, and we came sliding into the plate right at the very end. We might win, we might lose. I don't know. To me, there's no lose. We just learn stuff. I don't know what's going to happen, but I have never been prouder of the community than I am right now. You guys have been meeting. This is unprecedented. I love this structure. You guys have been meeting Thursday mornings. I love this. You know, it's like it takes dedication, commitment, and it's also an ingenious structure to help each other out, right? So, and that's the real win. Whatever happens with the game, man, we aim and go there. Whatever happens with the game, we've already won, and there's more to win in this next little while. So we're going to have a celebration and debrief Friday, March 12th at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. So please get that onto your calendar. And also, let me see. Let me just mention a few things about the game right now too. March 1st is coming up real soon, right? So there are different moves that we make in the, at different parts of the game. I just want to do a little brief training about this. If you've ever watched hockey before, I haven't watched in years, but if you've ever watched hockey before, raise your hand. Okay, most people have watched hockey before. If you haven't, don't worry about it. You'll get this, right? I used to watch because I grew up in Edmonton when Wayne Gretzky was, you know, the great one. And we were winning all over the place. And so everybody around was watching, you know? And here's the thing that I know about hockey. And you probably know this if you've even heard about hockey before, even if you've never watched a game, and it's the same in other sports. Aren't there different things that we do as we're, as the clock is counting down and we come toward the end? What happens in hockey? And let's say that, you know, the team is down, is the score is 3-2, and your team has two, and it's the last minute of the game. What happens if you've watched hockey before? Marnie's saying it. Go ahead, Marnie.
Pull the goalie.
You pull the goalie. What does that mean for those who might not be super, I'm not a super hockey fan anymore. What does it mean, Marnie?
So that you have extra players on the ice.
Yeah.
Goalie off and go forward.
You only got 1 minute. You really want to make that last score. So you take, you, there are different moves toward the end of the game. This is true in business as well. We're at the last part of the game. So what is it that you want to do at that time? That'd be dumb to do early on in the hockey game. You can pull your goalie. It's an easy goal for the other team. But you're going to do it at toward the end of the game because if they get over to that end, oh my goodness, you know, they're going to win. It's like, it's an empty net to score into. But if there's just 1 minute, you got a chance to tie the game, then it's going to go into overtime. You could win. Yeah, pull the goalie. You have an extra player. You can push the play over to that end, and you got a good chance to still win the tie and then win the game. So the moves that we make in a company, they're different things, and we're training with the game, practicing all the time. So I encourage you to do this as we're coming toward the end of the game. This is practice, right? What moves do you make? There are some long-term moves that we make, like, hey, I'm nurturing this, hey, social media or Facebook ads. That's a long-term game, right? So if we're toward the end of the game, like in hockey, it's like, I think I'm going to go interview somebody to just start doing Facebook ads. Can you see that that's like far away? That we might want to do that in our company at a certain stage. But what's the low, but here we are at this point in the game. How you do anything is how you do everything. What do you want to train for your company? Right? What's your pull the goalie move right now? Where's your low hanging fruit? Maybe there's somebody that you really needs a call back, or maybe somebody missed a strategy session with you and you're trying to rebook that instead of starting Facebook ads to get it, right? Maybe there's somebody who knows somebody that you've been meaning to make that call, but you haven't connected yet, or you've been, you know, afraid to make that call. Now's the time to make that call, right? Maybe there's some people who saw you speak and they had asked you 6 months ago, it's like, hey, there's some stuff that we should do. And you knew that they were really, really hot, but they kind of became a cold lead. But they really were interested at that time, but you know, it would just take a phone call. Use this time to practice. What are the moves that you want to make? What's your pull goalie move at this point in the game? If that makes sense to you, raise your hand. Did you get that? The skills that we learn for our companies, huge in this time. Make use of it as you choose is a great thing to do, right? And that's when you pull in, you lean in with all your team, you bring in all, you pull out all the stops. It's March 1st is the deadline. All right. That's about the game. And then you celebrate. You celebrate. And then we've got that on the calendar. Stories That Sell Now. Just a reminder, our jumpstart call is Tuesday. And if you head on over to storiesthatsellnow.com, that's where, should we have a bottle of champagne handy? You go for it, Jamie. I love that. And yes, it is not on the annual calendar. Make sure you add it. We just added this. It's like, oh, wow, where's our celebration? All right. So we just added it just today for you. So storiesthatsellnow.com. You can invite your friends, for any friend who comes to join us for Stories That Sell Now. I will bonus you. I will tithe $250 to you. It's my way of saying thank you because, you know, it's a win-win-win. That person who really could up-level their game, and we're giving, we have never given so much away for $997. We're giving away like $10,000 worth of value. And I really mean what I say. I know the value of what we're giving. We've never done it before. I don't know if we're going to do it again. And we're charging $997 for it. And I'll give you $250 of that, right? Because it really will help that person. It helps you. You've got a partner to walk through this with you over the coming weeks. And of course it helps us because it helps us serve. So Stories That Sell Now, it starts that also, remember we're in the game. And then that's another piece of the game, right? So that starts The Jumpstart Call is Tuesday. So there's a way that you can engage in your, what's your pull the goalie move over the next few days, and pull the goalie move over the next couple of days in on two fronts, right? Influence through story, fast track your business with three must-have stories, Facebook challenge, April 19th to 23rd. You know this, hopefully it's on your calendar, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, an hour and a half each day. Email amy at michellegunderson.com to be on the priority list. Story Freedom, May 19th to 21st. Again, if you haven't already emailed Amy, I sure hope you all have. Amy at michellegunderson.com to be on the priority list. Our new Facebook community, Stories That Sell for Entrepreneurs. This one is open to the public and we've had people joining so quickly. It's so exciting. It's a public group. It's moderated by our team. One that I created for entrepreneurs like us and like those who want some piece of the story work, to learn how to captivate your ideal clients with the power of story and have them clamoring to work with you, right? So this is a public group. And Yvonne, if you could put the link to that in the chat as well. So we have the public group, and then we'll be using our Stories That Sell Now group throughout the duration of that course. All right, I know that's a lot of announcements. We've got many things to serve and support you in this community. Any questions about that? Making sense? A whole bunch of things to serve and support you, all designed to save you time, to help you get across the finish line sooner, and to actually live the life that is your birthright, right? To have fun along the process and let it be easier. All right, the posted questions. I wanna get to, wins, oh my goodness, wins. Let's hear from one or two of you who has a win you'd like to share and start up. My win is, like, direct right to that win. Dottie, thank you.
My win is that this, I know this is weird, but for the first time I made my calls. And my even bigger win is this. I made a list of people that I love that I would want to help if they were interested. I stuck to that list no matter what. I stuck to the list. I took all the choice out and I just said, Alma. And that, I mean, it just made it so much easier that I had no choice. I had the list and I didn't have the option to skip anybody. Thank you.
Daddy, you make me want to cry. I'm so happy.
Me too.
It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. This is how it happens.
It was wonderful. Thank you all.
Beautiful win. Thank you. Who would like to share? Let's hear one more win. Andrea, thank you.
I just have three wins.
You go for it.
It was a crazy cool week, I gotta say. I'm sad I didn't play the game because I closed two $2,000 deals this week. I'm like, can't believe I didn't play.
There's much to learn from this, right?
We're all so sad you didn't play.
I know. I was like, oh, I said to you.
So much fun this, right? So interesting. So interesting. You know, we win as a community no matter what. And then we see what we've won about, what we've learned about. Andrea, freaking awesome. Thank you.
And then that's
win number one.
That was one and two. That was one and two. And then I applied for a speaking gig, like a year ago. And I got an email this week and I actually just thought it was a free thing because it had been so long since I looked at it. And it was it's a paid gig for a $750 speaking thing that came through this week. So I was like, wow, I should move more often.
That's right in the middle of a move.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Right.
So
cool. Thank you. So happy for you. I love, love, love these wins. Please keep sharing your wins. Go to the Facebook page. We've got three of them now, right? Each for different purposes. You can share them. Like, just share your wins. It's so important. Can you feel how it doesn't only uplift us, it uplifts the whole room. Share your wins over and over with the dream enablers. That's like, you know, when I get to the end of my life, I want to know that I've had wins and I've shared them and I've listened to other people's wins so much, right? Automax. And you know what I love about that is that, you know, it's not a fluke. Like, maybe the lotto isn't a fluke, but I don't know about it. But it happens for all the reasons, everything that we're doing all year long. This is how and why it happens. It happens sooner. It happens later. It happens this big. It happens that, but it, this is how it happens. Thank you for that. That's so beautiful. And also how great editor proofing for all of us, you know, just fill in the blank. Well, I X, whatever's going on in my life. So therefore I can't Y. And especially so because of Z or Z if you're in the US. You know, it's like, well, doesn't that kind of crush that editor? You're in the middle of the move and that's what happened, you know? And also notice what's going on inside you. Sometimes we go, oh man, that's fine for her, but not me. It's okay if that's happening inside you. That's sometimes we're like that, right? And it's just, that's okay. And then other times you can go, wow, look what you did. It's inside us too. We can, when, the more we can celebrate with that other person for their win, the more we get to have that energy inside us too. And again, if there's a thought that's other than that, let that thought go, just like in Shavasana. You know, right now I'm not celebrating for that person. I'll let it go. It's just something going on with me. I need more of a pause, right? And if you're celebrating along with Andrea, it's like, that's so great. It's inside us too. And whatever it is, the thing that's in the way, in the middle of a move, that. Let me see, do I have permission to share this? Would Amy let me share this? I'm just gonna, Yvonne, like you're my witness here, right? Because I know you know Amy really well. I think she's gonna let me share this. So she's in Texas and crazy stuff happening in Texas if you've been tracking, right? But she's been telling us hilarious stories on our team meeting. She's like, well, you know, roads shut down and you can't get food. And you know, that's what they've been going through and water. And she's like, well, you know, I've been playing board games with my kids, you know? You know, and still always moving the work forward and still, you know, so Andrea, thank you. Brilliant. In the middle of a move. No, oh, well, still moving forward, you know, and how much better all that feels with those wins during the move or whatever it is, your thing that's going on. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. Anything else burning to be said? Another win that you want to share, something you want to say in response to before we move on to the next piece? Marie, thank you. I just thought something was bubbling up.
Well, the first thing I want to say is realizing that Andrea just moved, I can't help but notice how organized the shelf behind you is. And it's like, holy man, like I still have boxes everywhere. And so kudos to you for all that beautiful organization.
I can't lie. That was my husband. He did all of it.
Yeah, you know, you can take the credit. Anyway, there you go.
And you know what? But that's team. That's having team behind you.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Maria. That's beautiful.
And then my wins are related to my writing. Starting in January, I made a bigger investment in my personal writing and I might cry. So I have a meditation teacher and I had a meeting with her not that long ago and I told her I'm really inspired by this one line in a prayer that says something about in the palace of unceasing inner radiance, which is really our being. And she said, oh, well, if you write poetry, why don't you write poetry about that? So I did this morning. I did a haiku and I sent it to her. And then she just sent me this response saying, thank you for this moment of grace in a day working with people who are suffering. And it's just like, oh my God. Like, if I ever wonder why I write, that's why.
Thank you, Marie. So, so beautiful. And how important it is to acknowledge our wins, to know that they're there and then to share them, which is deeply connected to the material for today. You're gonna see it's just gonna dovetail so easily. Thank you, Marie. And just before Jamie, I wanna add Jamie and then Carly, but I just wanna add something. I don't usually share my wins here in this arena, but I wanna name because you just spoke and about haiku, Marie. Marie invited me to a 3-day haiku workshop. And I'm like, this is great. There's no tangible functional purpose for that in my company. That is a pause. That's a deep dive pause. So I'm not perfect at it, but it was like 3 days of writing a haiku. And I went for Marie, you don't even know this. So thank you, Marie. That was a huge win for me. And I went on one walk on Saturday. And during that 75-minute walk, I haven't even told you this yet. They were just boring out of me. I wrote like, I don't usually write haiku, but I wrote like 27 haiku. Really super fun. So thank you for that win in my life, Marie. That was super fun and right in line with the pause. for me, that was a deep, deep, deep dive pause. And thank you for sharing so vulnerably something so deeply personal and deeply connected to your mission on this planet too. Thank you, Marie. Beautiful. Jamie.
Well, I was just going to celebrate Marie and say that wasn't the first time. Like you were talking about the writing you're submitting for an award and how wonderful it was. And you had such an amazing response to that. So it's so fun to watch you. And the other thing I want to share is that our morning meetings, we have been having so much fun and celebrating and sharing with each other that we decided we're going to continue them on a weekly basis. If anybody else wants to join us, support and celebrate each other, because this is great, but it gives us a chance to each go around and say what we're struggling with or what we're winning with and go. And we have found that the energy is just incredible. So
fantastic. I'm so glad. Thank you for the underlining of the beauty of Marie, underlining that, and then also the beauty of these calls that you guys are doing. This is unprecedented in the community. We had a small group once that met every week for a year, but this, for the community to gather like this, and so much to learn from the game and the way you guys have picked it up and run with it. Whatever happens in the game, whatever the outcome of the thing that we thought we were aiming at, so that you get your $25 back or not, or it goes to charity, this win is deep and profound and lasting. So thank you for that, Jamie. That's freaking beautiful. Marie, go ahead.
I just want to acknowledge Mary Kay and the evolution of continuing a weekly call, because originally we had said, well, let's do monthly, but she pointed out that the energy kind of goes down and then you have to bring it up again. So meeting weekly for a short time ended up being what we decided, and it feels really good. So thank you for that.
Brilliant and beautiful. It takes a village, right? It takes a village. And that's the power of the mastermind, like Napoleon Hill says. Like, it's no one gets there alone. It is why we do this in community. Thank you so much. I love, love, love this. Carly, you had your hand up a moment ago.
Yeah, so big win. I'm really excited. So this is kind of building on something I've mentioned before, a project that has been out there, 1,300 acres in Kingman, industrial project, and had wasn't sure if it was going to be continuing on or not, but as of Tuesday, we got momentum again, had a three-hour meeting, and working through the details of the contract of this next phase. This is such a huge deal, and they also stayed after with me for almost an hour talking about other projects that are going to kind of spin off of this. So a new Costco center and restaurant, village, hotels, and all of this stuff. And so I'm just like, I'm so excited right now. I can hardly contain myself.
Early. So great. Congratulations. Brilliant and beautiful. Thank you for this. I love, love, love it. There's power in community. There's power in this community. You guys are amazing. Thank you. You uplift and inspire me more than I have words to say. Carly, so happy for you.
And right. Michelle, I just want to add too that a lot of this has come about from our work together. You've helped me to expand services and the way that I communicate with my clients. Like, I think had I not branched out and done some of the branding activity with this client, I don't know that they would have seen me in this capacity as much. And so this is an evolution of that. So thank you.
You are so welcome, my friend. Well, we are all in this together, and so proud of you. And again, I love that note from, Andrea, what if we buy a lotto ticket? And it's so fun because these things don't happen by accident. We don't always know it's going to come in left. It's going to come in from the right. It's going to come in this way. We think it's that person, it's this person. We have this activity over here, it comes in over there, but it's not by accident, not at all. It's the work. And you've been doing the work and it shows. Well done. Beautiful. All right. Whew. Can't wait till we're not even celebrating with the game yet. I can't wait till our celebration. This is beautiful. Thank you all. All right. I want to get to the posted questions. And then I want to get to our core training for today. And then I think we'll do it in this order. questions that have already been posted for training for today. And I can already see I'll probably end up staying late if anybody wants to. Questions, because we're, you know, in the pull the goalie time for the game, whatever questions you have that I can help you with, because that's what you do, that you know, that staying later for that too is what you do when we're at the pull the goalie time. All right, so let's put it in that order and I will stay with you to answer those questions. All right, so jot them down right now. It's like, because maybe there's just one tweak, like with Carly, you know, one tweak that's needed, and that work is an accumulation over time, and the branding work and having a different stepping stone for you, entry road into your work, and all these two pieces that, like, there's a whole bunch that we have done, you have done, and that we have done together to enable that. What's the piece that you need to move it forward? So jot down your questions as they're arising today, and I will stay with you to answer those questions, all right? And then know as well that as those questions arise, that the arising of the questions itself is a movement forward. And then you might have five more that arise because we're in that place. And then you can dive in with each other to address those questions together, because I know that you're deeply discovering the power of this community. So then you can dive in all the ways that you can connect with each other on Facebook, in the Facebook group, on the call, in call connection calls with each other, and so on. Make sense? Okay, so I want to get anything else burning to be said, without which we can't go forward. There's such bubbling energy here, and I want to keep going with it. And I want to also make sure we get to the core piece of the call. But if there is anything bubbling up so that your mind can't be with us here, I just want to clear that out first. That's a pause. The pause works everywhere here too. Okay, fantastic. Oh yeah, Marie, just in the nick of time.
Yeah, I was trying to unmute. So I just want to make sure. I'm pretty sure, Carly, you're part of the game, aren't you? Yeah. Okay. We didn't want to miss out on your wins.
thank you.
I love that. Yes. And Marie, thank you for pointing that out, because there's one more analogy from hockey that I want to bring to you about the game. Let's say it's the last minute of a hockey game, because that's where we are with the game right now, right? So we learn those techniques at this point in the game. Let's say it's the last minute of the hockey game and we're team red versus team blue. Okay. And we look up at the scoreboard and we don't know what the score is. Do we pull the goalie or not? Like, we have no idea what to do, right? If we don't know what's on the scoreboard, we don't know what to do. If we're the red team and we're actually ahead 3-2 and we pull our goalie, we've just done something really stupid. I mean, we just have. I don't use that word very often, right? Because we're already ahead. We want to protect that lead. If we're behind by a point, we're going to pull our goalie. You know, if it's tied, we're probably not going to pull our goalie. We're going to probably want it to go into overtime, right? So, because if we pull our goalie and then the other team scores quickly, we just lost the game and we didn't have to. We could strategize and go into overtime. So whether you know about hockey or not, what I'm saying is what Marie just pointed out. It's like, well, is Carly, like Andrea's like, hey, I just had these wins. Oh, but I forgot to enroll in the game. Carly's like, oh yes, I'm in the game. And then like, have other people helped her? Or was she off over there? But like, so much to learn about it. I care deeply about whether you guys get that $25 back or not, and I don't care at all. You get what I'm saying? Because it's so about that, and it's so not about that. We need that to aim for. Look at all that we have to learn. What's even on the scoreboard, right? What is it that we're even aiming at? And again, this is related to the core teaching for today too. You're going to get it so quickly and easily because I've already taught it. I'll just have to show you what I've taught you, all right, in different corners of this call. Jamie, go ahead. Thank you, Marie. Brilliant.
It's okay. We don't have to pull the goalie. I have a 9:30 tomorrow. We got this.
Don't you love that? Don't you love that?
Mm-hmm.
And can you hear the energy behind it too? And then it's also committed, but not attached, right? So how does Jamie walk into that? It's like, oh no, it's like, or is it excitement, right? You know, and what would the coach do, you know, with the team beforehand? I was just, I've been watching Modern Family with my daughter, and we saw an episode, was it yesterday or the day before? I don't know if you've seen Modern Family, but yeah, so Cam is coaching the team and he's using all this like not politically correct language at all. And then they do a spoof on all that. And so then he's saying, well, I think you should speak. He's trying to coach them. And first he's just being really awful. And then he's being like, well, I think that you should nicely speak to that person. You know, it's not effective at all. Like, none of his language is effective in both ways, right? Whether he's like using really awful language and pushing, or he's gentling and not even saying anything. And it's like, it's just a spoof. But, you know, how do you want to coach yourself as you go into that next move? What is it that you want the voice inside you to be saying as you step onto the ice? And I was just reading this in a beautiful book on happiness. Can't think of the name of it, but some of you, if you were there in Mexico a couple of years ago, I gave it out. Can't think of the name now. Neil Pashresha, is that his last name? Book on happiness. And he says that at Wimbledon, there's a sign over, you know, as they're stepping out onto the court. And I don't remember the exact quote, but it's kind of like win or lose, it's all the same. And they've just trained for years and years, you know, 8 hours a day and sacrificed everything. And everybody's going to remember the person who wins on the tennis court. And nobody's going to remember who came in second. And then they walk onto the court and right over top of it, it says win or lose, it's all the same, basically. So what do you want your mind to be like as we're stepping into this last part of the game? Such great mind training, right? And I love, Jamie, your gift to the community is like, we got this. How am I? What kind of team player am I? And if I want a strong team behind me, right? If I don't want to be like, because none of us gets there alone, what kind of team player am I being? And then what kind of editor am I having about that? Am I beating myself up if I think I'm not doing enough? Or am I thinking somebody like, all of that stuff, watch how you're playing. All of it is gold for what's happening in your company. And then just observing it, just like we observe the knee in a yoga pose and we don't go, oh no, my knee's in the wrong place, I'm an awful person. I just move the knee so it's in line. Observe, see, and shift. Great, great, fabulous work, you guys. All right, I wish we had the entire day today. But there's a couple more key pieces that I want to get to. So great questions that have been posted. And so Mary Kay says, anything else bursting to be said? There's always time. There's always time. Anything else? See, that's a good place where it's like, oh no, there isn't time to pause. No, if there's not time here, there won't be time at other times in my life either. I won't remember. It's a practice. Pause, practice. Okay. So Mary Kay's question. So it's on a different page. Hang on. Three questions from Mary Kay and Dottie. Mary Kay says, how do you get someone to talk about their problems, their pain? So it's in a strategy session when they talk about anything but the pain. They answer your question in two or three words. They want to talk about the nuts and bolts of your offer. And you have a sense that all they're thinking about is the cost. Great question. This is an on the court kind of question. And this I know applies to all of us because each one of us, if you're actually on the court doing strategy sessions, these things have probably happened. All right. If you haven't encountered this, something, a version of this yet, do more strategy sessions, right? This happens. So they talk about anything but the pain. So this happened with somebody who came to work in our community for at least a couple of years. I think it was several years ago. The strategy session with her started that way. Hey, Michelle, I say, what made you decide to invest your time to talk to me about your business and your life today? Well, let me tell you, this is going well, this is going well, this is going well, this is going well. Do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. I said, that's great. Sounds like it was going to be an 8-minute strategy session. I knew how badly she needed the work. I could see it. Sounds like everything's going perfect for you. Fantastic. I'm so happy for you. Keep doing what you're doing. I guess we're done. You know, 8 minutes into the call, that's what I said. Do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. She's like, no, wait, it's not. No, it's not. Because she didn't want that call to end. You know, that's one thing you can say. There's another thing you can say is, I was like, that's great. And that's great. And that's great. Well, I'm so happy for you, Susie, that all these things are going well. But remember, it's the genre. What's the kind of conversation that we've entered into and have we got their agreement beforehand? Remember, we're here to see, you know, I'm so happy that this and this and that's happened for you. And remember that what we're doing here today is to figure out your best next step in X, whatever it is, your X that you do. So tell me, what made you, we just repeat it, we just come back to it. Tell me, what made you decide to invest your time to talk to me about X today? How do you think I can help you? We just keep redirecting. Well, this and this and that is good. That's great. And hey, I really want us to use our time effectively. How do you think, how do you think I can help you? You know, what made you invest your time? Why did you want to talk to me today? Well, this and this and that is great. Great. Keep doing what you're doing. Goodbye. They talk and they answer your questions in two or three words. What made you decide to invest your time to talk to me about this today? Well, so-and-so told me to. Sometimes it's like, well, that's great. So, and I try to have them be prepared. I have them read Anatomy of an Empowering Story. We didn't always have that. if there's something that you've handed them beforehand, what I ask them to do is tell me what mattered the most to you in that. It's like, hey, because then I've got something to draw, you know, drive the conversation more. You said that, you know, that story about Trish really moved you. Here's the key words. Tell me more about that. You know, tell me more about that. So if you can hand them something beforehand, you've got an object of something that where there's both promise and pain in your area that you can say, tell me more about that. And if they're answering two or three words, so-and-so told me to, you know, talk to you. Well, and again, there's not one pat answer. It's a real conversation. Well, that's great. Why do you think she thought you should talk to me? What do you think's going on? just keep asking and just keep asking in different ways, keep asking. And, hey, I came to you because I want to improve my speaking. You know, sometimes people come to me that way. I want to improve my horsemanship. Okay, they might say something just doesn't mean anything yet, right? Well, what exactly do you mean by X? What exactly do you mean by horsemanship? Well, my horse never does anything I say, and no matter how much I hit my horse, it won't move. I mean, that's not your ideal client, you know, clearly. Well, that's great. Here, go and talk to my competition, click, you know. Or I'm just heartbroken because my horse is seems sad, and I don't know exactly why. I'm heartbroken because my kid didn't get the ribbon, you know, like you need to know what's going on, right? Why do you think, you know, how do you think I can help you? Why do you think they thought we should talk? What, you know, and if the speaking example, I thought I should talk to you about my speaking. Well, great. Oh, so you're a speaker. So exactly how many is a great question too. Exactly how many times have you been out there speaking this year? I haven't spoken in 5 years. Oh, good for me to know that, right? Okay, what makes you, so you used to be a speaker. Yeah, 5 years ago, I spoke 500 times that year. Okay, that's a different person, right? Wow, so it sounds like, what happened? Oh man, well, you know, after my husband died, well, whatever, I don't know what it is, right? Or I spoke 50 times this year. Great. So exactly how many people were in the audience? There were 100 people in each audience. Great. So you spoke in front of whatever the number is. You spoke in front of 2,962 people. Great. So exactly how much, and I get permission for this beforehand. If we don't know where you are, we can't figure out, you know, where to go from here. So I get permission beforehand. So exactly how much did you make from those 2,962 people? Oh, I haven't made any money from speaking. Wow. Wow. Oh, that hurts. You know, like, so I just keep asking questions and exactly how many, and if they say two or three words, tell me more about that. Quantitative questions, like exactly how many, qualitative questions, tell me more about that. You're digging further. They want to talk about the nuts and bolts of your offer. These are great questions, Mary Kay. The nuts and bolts of your offer. So yeah, but exactly, well, I don't know. I feel like a doctor here. It's like, I don't even know if it's your elbow that's hurting or your knee. So I don't know how to help you. I don't know. That's why we're here talking about it. And then it's like, I don't know if it's your knee. And if it just needs a Band-Aid or it's hemorrhaging, there's different things. And I work with people from like free calls to, you know, year long work. Like I teach retreats. I teach like, oh, here's all the things I do. I don't know what's best for you. So I don't know. I don't know. Tell me what's going on. Let's try to figure it out together. Putting myself on the same side as that person, right? All they're thinking about is the cost. They will only be only thinking about the cost if they haven't faced the pain. If they face the pain and actually face it, and they actually have pain in your area, and they understand how much it matters, not just in that direct area, but the spin-off effect, right? Wow, so you you spoke to 2,962 people and you haven't brought anything home. Oh my goodness, that hurts. And talk to me about, would you like, you know, so there's this and that going on in the business. How's your husband doing with that? That's hard. I mean, you told me he's a really great guy. Oh yeah, but you know, so it's the spin-off effects of what's going on too. The core thing and what's happening in the family, what's happening like, so then they start to see the web of challenge that they face, and bit deeper than challenge, pain. Then they're gonna wanna move into the possibility, and they won't care about cost when they know, when they're acknowledging the pain. All right. Great questions. Going to get to Dottie's questions. Going to get to the core teaching, and then I'll stay for questions. All right. So Dottie says, I'm not going to read the whole question, but she says, would you give me some, you can find it on the Facebook page, would you give me some direction on how many classes I should give away? I already said I'm going to give away some classes. All right. They really like me. This is a group that's listening to me. Wait, I put my notes about this question in different on a different page. I already know what I want to say, but I don't want to skip some steps of things that I wanted to say to you. So where did I put those notes? They are here. Where did I put those notes? Give me 1 second. It's because I'm pulling out the wrong page. All right. Oh, yeah. Whether it's a free, your first question is about the free class and this next question is about the free call. So they're both about free stuff, Dottie. And I would say go back to well, it's in different parts of our of the teaching, but always everything is reverse engineered. No problem giving stuff away, but I need to know what their next step is going to be, right? Where is it that I'm taking them? So we just gave away story mistakes, for instance. We have a bunch of new people who are joining us next week. I gave away some of my best stuff for free, but I knew exactly what the problem was that I was solving, right? They came with a problem. They're making story mistakes. The solution is, and they don't know what they are, but they know their personal story is blocking sales. The solution is, well, here's the mistakes that people are making. There's this and there's this and there's that. Oh my, that's true. Jeez, I didn't realize that. Now I know and I can, you know, I can avoid those mistakes. Oh shoot, I don't know how to avoid those mistakes and what I'm supposed to do instead. Well, come join us at Stories to Sell Now. Either you're gonna have to do it on your own or you can do it with us. P.S. problem, solution, problem, solution. You can give stuff away, but you need to know, you need to reverse engineer it and know where they're going and what the real problem is you're solving and what the real next level problem is. Story mistakes was constructed with that end in mind. I'm gonna teach you the story mistakes that people are making and they don't know they're making all over the place. And it will help you, it will put you miles ahead of other people when you know that these are mistakes and not to do them. But now you wanna know what to do? I can tell you, but it's not gonna happen in 2 minutes. Do you wanna come and do it with us? It's a real and genuine problem, solution, reverse engineered, okay? And I wanna say, come to Story Freedom and come to the Facebook Challenge. The Facebook Challenge has a massive PSBS. It's like 7.5 hours I'm giving away. I wouldn't do this early on in your company. Get one free thing, get one done that's working. And Dottie, if you have two of them right now, because that's what you promised, you fulfill your promise. But whatever the free thing is, get that thing working. So for years, we had Anatomy of an Empowering Story, and we had my Stories That Sell talk. For years, that's it. And I would do the Stories That Sell talk, and I would give away my free gift, Anatomy. And then from there, bring somebody into a strategy session. It's very simple structures. You just have to know the PSPS. Dottie, is that helpful? Good, really good. And that's that case of, that's over there in practical applications, but it's like, how do I apply it over here? And we have to learn it backwards, forwards, over here in this store. And like Dottie said, it's like, oh, right, not reacting until we embody it. And Yvonne, you and I were having that conversation while I was like, right, sales before marketing. And now I get it. You taught me that several years ago. And now Yvonne, I hope you don't mind me telling you that, right? But now I get it, why it happens like that. Right, back to sales a story. All right. Thank you for those awesome, awesome, awesome questions. All right, everybody, let's take a collective breath. I know there's lots that's going on this call here today. Inhaling. Thank you, Dottie. Inhaling. Exhale, let it go. And inhaling. Exhale, let it go. The pause is everywhere. Two breaths and a change in the room. Can you feel it? How important that pause is. Because we're doing a lot today as we're coming to the end of this series. All right. We talked about practices. We talked about the pause. Today, this call has a name. I said we might get there at about 1:30. My time is 1:42. I was close. Vision plus appreciation equals power. You know, you'll already get it. We've already been doing the pieces of this. I just need to pull it together for you and then you'll see it. Vision plus appreciation equals power. Five keys. I'm going to break it down for you, but it's not going to be rocket science. You'll get it. Five keys to envisioning in ways that actually work. And the core is right in the title. vision plus appreciation equals power. How do I actually envision something? We want abundance, whatever that means to us, in all its richness, not just, I want that car, or I want that, you know, but a truly abundant life. How do I actually envision something and really manifest it? Jamie manifesting a great meeting tomorrow. How does that actually happen? So she's neither, you know, puffed up with ego, nor scared, nor, you know, but coming in, do your duty, be unattached to the outcome, and truly living an abundant life in that and so many other ways, and actually getting the results that are happening. All these wins that were shared in this community, it's not happening by accident. Well, how do we envision? How do we become conscious of that and in ways that we really want? Well, first off, setting the goal, right? Knowing what the goal is. And we do this in other pieces of the community as well. And there's lots of ways that you can turn, you know, lots of resources you can turn to. I like Edwin Gaines' book, Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. He's got a whole chapter on how to set goals. Raymond Aron teaches about three levels of goals. He doesn't call it this, but good, great, and awesome. I've talked to you about that at different times. Sandra Yancey, another one of my mentors, she says, create a vision board. I'm not anti-vision boards. Right? She says, here's your goals. And she breaks it down into six areas. I don't have these memorized. They're on my page in front of me. Family, friends, fun, fortune, finances, fitness. All right. So different ways that we can have a goal. But if we don't know what the goal is, how are we going to know if we got there or not? How are we going to know? Is my goal to get a good night's sleep? I got my Fitbit so I can measure if I'm having a good night's sleep. You know, is my goal to eat well? Well, what is it that I decide is eating well? So how will I know if I'm actually eating well or not? Right? And we measure, first, we set the goal in ways that feel good to us. Here's a goal of I'm going to be a billionaire tomorrow. Oh, man, because I don't believe it, for instance, right? That doesn't feel good. I set it as specific as works for me. Well, I'm going to have an amazing 2021. If things are really hard, I probably want to keep it general in that way. When I'm ready and it's something that I'm aligned with, I can have a more specific goal. We do that with the game. You all know what the aim is. That's how we're going to know if we made it to that, right? So some things that don't work, before I tell you what does work and you're going to get it. You're going to get it. We've already seen it, all right? Just aiming for the ceiling and hitting it. I want one person in this group to make a 1 cent sale. We could have set that game. Of course we would win. What's the point? Here, Dana, will you please buy this from me for a penny? Great, done. You know, who cares? People do that all the time, aiming for the ceiling and hitting it. A vision board and grinding in the opposite. I'm going to be a billionaire by tomorrow, but I don't even believe it. Every time I look at that vision board, I'm grinding in the opposite. Imagining it as something that's far off is going to be really hard to make happen. I've told you the story about Christina, one of our graduates, who said, well, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I've got this plan. And because she's working in the barbershop, you know, and I'm like, 6 months from now, and I'm going to do that and that and that and that and that and that and that. And oh, goodness, it's going to be hard. And we just cut through in a single conversation. It's like, well, how about if you could do this right now? And she made that first $2,000 sale the next day, right? So it's going to be so hard and I have to do it myself. A lot of disempowering stories, right? What is it to do it? That's why I'm so happy about those morning calls too. What is it to do it with the team behind me? What is it to know that it's going to be easy? What if I know that I'm aiming for that, but it might not come in that form. It's going to come in something even better and higher. All right. So those are some things that don't work. If that's what doesn't work, what does work? I want to share with you. And every time I teach this, I go, no, I'm not going to teach that. I don't know why this happens to me about this. But I go, no, I'm not going to teach that this year. And then I look at it, and I'm like, no, that still really is important. I cannot tell them this. This is exactly the way it works. And it's an acronym. Trust. And I love that the word is trust. It's not by accident. Because that envisioning what's possible, envisioning that future, like Jamie with the call tomorrow, trusting that the highest and good will happen, trusting that the best is going to happen. It's not even that's just the energy behind that word, but it's actually an acronym, okay? Trusting that something bigger than me is there alongside me. I don't have to do it myself. It's like a one sentence version of our opening series. Okay. Our series called Opening. So what does this TRUST acronym stand for? And if you haven't heard this from me ever, fantastic. Hear it now. If you've heard it 20 times, hear it newly, as I did again this morning. Let me tell you what each of these means, and then we're going to go through them one at a time. T is turn toward your vision. R, and I'll go through each one, so if you don't get it all done, don't worry. R, remember to balance vision with appreciation. This one's the heart of it. Number two is the heart of it, and the heart of what produces that trust. Number three, you are the third letter in trust, right? You, the word use the power of the word. Write it down. The S in trust, start experiencing it today. And T, time to reap the rewards, celebrate, right? So this is how we envision, how we bring that abundance into our lives in all the, everything that it means to us, in ways that actually move the needle, in ways that actually work. Let me go through each of these. T, turn toward your vision. So often we're stuck at, well, Michelle, you know, I don't want this to happen, and this bad thing is happening, and this bad thing keeps happening, and like, and so I want to stop this from happening. The person keeps saying no, or I feel unworthy, or I don't know what to build, or can you feel the heaviness in the room just from 30 seconds of talking about that? The energy in the room actually palpably shifted because I'm looking at what I don't want, and I do it accidentally. I think I'm focused on gain, you know, making money, say. I want to make money because I haven't before, because it's been really hard, because my back is hurting when I'm saying these things, even for 20 seconds, right? I'm not focusing on money. I'm focusing on the lack of money. Turn. If you know what you don't want, turn 180 degrees. Great. If that's what you don't want, what do you want? What do you want? Keep turning there. Just like we turn away from the thought in Shavasana and toward the breath, away from that thought toward the breath is great training. Wow, I don't want people to laugh at me when I'm on stage. But the universe doesn't hear not. Well, I don't want people laughing at me. I want, it just hit three times, not even completing the third one. What are you hearing? People laughing on stage when I'm on stage. The universe doesn't hear not. What do I actually want? I want people to hear my words. I want to say things that's going to move the needle for the audience. I want people in the audience who really hear what it is I have to say. Same with the strategy session. I want that person in front of me. I want to be able to help them, even if that doesn't close, that doesn't matter to me. I want every person to go away uplifted. Can you hear the difference between version one and version two? T, turn toward your vision. Make it as specific as you can and still feel good about it, right? I want to close 10 strategy sessions and I want to do them all tomorrow. And I don't feel good. My body will tell me. I want to hold 5 strategy sessions this month. The numbers don't matter. It might be 5 tomorrow for you. I don't care, right? 5 this year, hopefully not 5 this year. I want to hold 5 strategy sessions this month with people who actually are in my ideal client zone. And I want at least one of them to say yes. And I check in with my body. How's that feel? And then I do what Dottie did. I'm going to go freaking do it. I like Yvonne. I just, you know, right? Just cross. I'm going to sign that cross. Harvecker crossing the stage. Learn, do. Just do it. Turn toward your vision. What is it that you truly want? Give yourself permission to want it. Sometimes we're discouraged by things that have happened before. So we aim for the ceiling. And we pretend to ourselves, I don't really want it for all these reasons. It's not true. Let yourself dream. Let yourself dream big, what you actually want. I want to build maybe this is your vision, maybe it's not, a $1 billion company. It's not my vision, all right? But let's say it was a $1 billion company by 3 years from now. Let's say it was. It's not, but let's say it was. And then that seems so big and it even scares me. But, you know, well, so then what do I want to do this year? What do I want to do this month? Well, to build that this month, I want to add 3 team members. I want to close these 5 strategy sessions, or whatever it is that feels aligned inside me, and I'm moving, heading toward there. And when you envision it, see it as real. See it as happening now. It's already accomplished. It's already happened. When I think about the 10 by 10 by 10 club, 10 million women making at least $10,000 a year, $10,000 a month, right? Making at least $10,000 a month, giving away at least $10,000 a year to the cause of their choice. To me, it's already happened. It's already done. That's going to happen or I'll die first. You know, I have a slight preference. I'd rather be still on the planet when it happens. But it's happening. It's inevitable. I just see it as already done. And then I'm just taking the steps to have it happen. Okay? T, turn toward the vision. R, remember to balance your vision with appreciation. There's that vision of that beautiful thing over there, but I hate right now. You know? And I said, we're already in the energy of it. Did you see the celebration? Man, I would go back and re-listen to the beginning of this call. I said, we're already in the energy of this call. We weren't trying to appreciate. It wasn't a practice of appreciation that we were, you know, here's the 10 things I'm grateful for at the end of my day, but I hate all of them. You know, it was just raw, unadulterated, pure appreciation of each other, of the moment, of the winds. Did you feel it? That's the place. That's what we want for our here and now, right? If you're listening afterwards, and I'm always looking down, I'm always looking at you guys, right? I'm looking straight in your eyes, by the way, right? Appreciating what is. I already love this moment. It's what we do in Shavasana over and over and over again. What did you love this time? What did you love this time? What did you love about this moment? What did you love about this moment? Then I'm already full here. I already love this moment. And sometimes we're afraid to do that because we think we won't do anything to move a step further. So we have to beat on this moment so we'll get ourselves over there. No. Did you hear the beginning of this call? Can you feel how it bubbles up that more is going to happen? And it's just inevitable because we want to, because we're already loving this. And then here's the next step. Guys, we're already loving those Thursday morning calls. And out of that came that next step because it was natural. So appreciating it that the next unfolds like the, like just the natural best next step was actually a quantum leap. You're going to do it all, keep going. That's a quantum leap forward, but just feels like the natural best next step. Like just feels naturally goes there out of a deep appreciation of the now. When we don't have that, we're always going to place that as far away and untouchable. And I got to get there and I got to push this away where I am right now. And there's a lot of tangled energy. I so deeply appreciate what's now, and I mean always. Well, do I do it always? No, but I'm always gonna look for that. Night before last, I was up till 4 a.m. with my daughter. She was having a hard time. I spent 10 hours with her from 6 till 4 a.m. Did I appreciate every moment of that? No. But did we find these deep moments of appreciation together? And are we in deep appreciation of that now? Yes. I mean, anytime, right? I might not find it in the moment, not happy face on empty gas gauge. But even through that, I so appreciate my daughter. I so appreciate our deep relationship. Oh my goodness. So many people on the planet don't have that with their mother or their daughter or their son, or it arose naturally in me. No matter what's happening, you can find that. And then we're not grasping for that other thing. Balancing vision with appreciation. That's at the heart of this call. Use the power of the word, write it down, then share it too. That's what we're doing with the game. Here's the aim and what's happening with you. And the energy that comes from that is beautiful. And when we write it down, we own it. What is it, that thing that you want? Have you written it down? You can speak it to others too. Our words are powerful. Speaking it to others, getting it witnessed, writing it down. S, start experiencing it today. This is the fun part. Experience it now. Let's say I'm going to create a $1 billion company by tomorrow. It's not that. I'm using something ridiculous right now just for the fun of it, all right? Let's say I actually was aligned with that, but I don't have a $1 billion company yet. Well, if I had a $1 billion company, what would my life feel like? Well, I could, maybe it's about, for me, it's not about that, but I could spend, maybe for that person, I could spend money anytime I wanted, or I could fly my daughter, you know, to Australia tomorrow if I wanted, or I could give, this is what's lighting my candle. I could give millions of that away. Who would I first want to give it to? What would I do? You know, well, I can start experiencing that now. Maybe I don't have those millions to give away yet from my $1 billion company, but I better have a dollar of those millions. Which is a company, what's a great cause that I want to give it away to? I can go look that up right now. I can go give them a dollar, you know? I get to live a piece of that now. I would feel free. I would feel happy. What's the energetic resonance of that thing? And start experiencing it today. I don't need that car. I don't need that spiritual enlightenment. I don't need that money. I don't need that client to experience it today. I don't need that love in my life. I'm like, what would it feel like? Well, to have that ideal client, well, they would hear my words. They would actually make a difference in their life. Their life would be opening. Well, I can go and help a friend tomorrow, can't I? Even if I don't have that client. So I can energetically experience it today. And from that energy, it unfolds. All right. And celebrate. Time to reap the rewards. Celebrate. Celebrate. We set that up for the game and we always, always, always celebrate. Because if we don't know there's something to celebrate, it's right back to square one. It's because we think today sucks. No, it doesn't. There's something beautiful in everything, every piece that's unfolded. And can I find that? And genuinely and truly, I told you about being up till 4 a.m. with my daughter. What's yours? We can find it in the dark side. We can find it in the joyful side. All the people who are coming to join us for Stories That Sell Now. We've done something unprecedented in this company. It's really fun. We're diving deep into sales first and then marketing. We're doing a lot with marketing right now because we've built sales. Start with sales and then we build the marketing. So we're doing unprecedented things in this company. It's really fun. We're celebrating the wins that are, you know, obvious. And then how do I celebrate about being up till 4 a.m. with my daughter? I play with it and I be gentle with myself until I find that. Just like Shavasana, you might have hated everything about it today, but there was one thing you loved. What was it? We're building appreciation every single week that we do this. All right. Let's end this call and this series with one aha, one inspired action. We come together Tuesday in an expanded group for our Jumpstart call for Stories That Sell Now. One aha, one inspired action. And then I'm going to stay for questions because we're at the pole of goalie time for the game. So I will stay to answer your questions. If there are no questions, that's fine too. So, and if you have to leave, go and post those ahas. I really mean it. Go and post those inspired actions on our Facebook page. It's a wonderful practice to be witnessed in that, right? And it's also giving to the community and being that team player. It's like, I had that aha. Jamie's aha might be the most important thing that Mary Kay hears and vice versa. And if it's posted on the Facebook page, she has access to it right, you know, there if Jamie needs to leave, for instance, right? Jamie, you had your hand, so we'll start with you. Well, we're going to start with you anyway. Jamie, one aha, one inspired action.
I think my aha was just the reminder, the vision is starting to happen appreciation is what I do, but to remember to take time for that as it's building because that's cyclical. It's the engine, right?
So, I love that. As it's building, yes. You don't have to wait till the end of that thing.
Yeah.
Appreciate. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Brilliant and beautiful. And because appreciation is your area, it's like me, do I always have an empowering story? Ask my daughter, ask my team. Oh, I'm a work in progress. And I'm sure you are in terms of appreciation too. There's the next level of appreciation for you that births the next level of your company. What's your inspired action, Jamie? It's beautiful.
To make sure to take more moments to teach the team that so that together we lift each other.
Fantastic. I love it. How you do anything is how you do everything. How am I being with my team? If I'm like a slave driver over there with my team and go like, yeah, you got it. You know, I don't know if I like that phrase, but you know, and then over here, I'm trying to be it doesn't work. What I'm building with my team, what I'm building with my daughter, what I'm building with my clients, what I'm building in my life. And yes, so bring it to the team is huge. Thank you. Love it. Marnie, now you're up in my left-hand corner. You're up next.
My aha was don't wait until it's built to experience it and celebrate it.
Mm-hmm. Right along lines with Jamie's. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
And my action is baby steps, one connection call at a time, and then moving that into the strategy sessions and not trying to rush it, but also keep walking.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. Love it. Perfectly in line with the game. And that is always a case whether we're at the pull the goalie moment or not. connection call to strategy session. That is the easiest route there. And then a talk to strategy session that's a little bit further away than all that Facebook ads to social media that's further away. We stay with the close in. We get the low-hanging fruit, especially now. Such a great time to practice where we are in the game. Thank you, Marnie. Beautiful. Dottie, you're up next.
I loved your teaching on pain, the sales part. And I really feel humbled because it was so great. And I have so much to learn. And so that's my big aha and my appreciation. I could see I had a sales call yesterday and I made a lot of mistakes. And so what I'm going to do, my action is I'm going to write it all down, everything that I can remember that you talked about today, and definitely listen to the recording.
Dottie, this is beautiful. And this, Dottie, how you're showing up here is so beautiful. This is so attractive. There's such, you know, humbleness. I am always a student too. I do my best to learn everywhere. I make tons of mistakes. Just watch me, you know, and to keep on learning, This is beautiful, beautiful work, Dottie.
Michelle, you are a magnificent teacher. And I've had so many teachers, and you are a magnificent teacher.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dottie. Bless you. I receive that. And we're all in this together. You know, the teacher can teach to the extent that people are, that the people can hear and the community can gather and listen and enact and do. And so whatever's happening here is happening because of you guys. Thank you.
Thank
you. Brilliant and beautiful. Mary Kay, you can bring us home with the ahas, inspired actions, and then I'll stay for questions. Mary Kay.
Well, my aha is actually something from the last call, which carried over, and I had started, and it's what is the closest way in for people to know about you? I wrote it down again, so that's yeah.
And then I love it. That's a powerful, powerful, powerful question to ask, and that is company changing. That enacted can be worth the entire investment in this year. That actually enacted is life changing. Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. What's your inspired action?
My inspired action is to write down from your answering my question, and I'm going to write down a bunch of prompts for questions and use it for my strategy call tomorrow night.
Fantastic. That is a beautiful, inspired action. Thank you. All right. So we're going to wrap up this call here. The official part of this call is done. Thank you for staying till it's already 5 after here. And then I will stay to, if there's anybody left here, I'll stay to answer questions. And the questions are very specific ones. We're in the last minute of the game, kind of, so to speak, in the hockey analogy. So the questions are pointed and focused, kind of like you wouldn't be asking your coach questions about what we're going to do next season when there's 1 minute left on the clock in the hockey game, right? So these are questions designed specifically for the game. What's the move that you need that will help you score on the scoreboard, right? And it's called the game for a reason. What if we could be playful about it, right? I know hockey games, they get serious, right? But for us, I mean, it's a game. How do we engage in ways that allow us to playfully experience those wins? All right. So anything that moves the game forward, you contributing to somebody else, you making that sale, you making that offer, you finding that person to speak to, whatever it is. All right. So this is, and at any time, if you need to leave, no problem. You can just, leave whenever you need to. And I'll stay here with the questions, and you'll have the access to the recording after. Yes, Marnie.
So in doing some connection calls, one of the things that came up is that the offer I want to put forward is a 10-week course. And because it's feeling so big, the suggestion was maybe I would want to put forward just a 5-week course at a lower price that would introduce the concept, and that I would be building that course out from there. So that might get me on to the court a little faster. And so I guess the question is, does that benefit, or does that sort of just become a distraction, and how do you know the difference?
Right. Got it. This is a great, great question. Thank you for asking this. So I refer you right back to Sales a Story, because Sales a Story, high ticket sales, $2,000 and up. And that course is designed very specifically to say, that day is designed to say, that's actually easier. That's actually easier than the $1 widget. And so I don't know, what's your price point for 10 weeks versus 5 weeks? It's not even about that, but I'm just curious.
Well, the 10-week one, I was thinking 2,500. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it would be worth more, but because I'm developing it and there's some new pieces that I'm acquiring the experience with.
Got it.
I want to build up to that. But the other one, it was sort of like, well, if you did like just a short summation of for 500, like $497.
That is the way people usually think out there in the industry. And I and all of Sales a Story is designed to say that sounds easier and it's not. Okay. It sounds easier and it's not. We will put in probably, you know, just as much, if not more work in that five, to cram it into 5 weeks. It's actually easier, in my opinion, to do a 10-week course than a 5-week course, because it uses some time with those people, especially when you're starting out. And also I want to redirect, because for you, there could be different nuanced answers depending on your particular situation. It's not an always this, but the blanket answer always to start is, hey, start with $2,000 and up. And if you're not sure what to start with $2,000 and up. And it's an editor inside us. It's a not enoughness that will say, yeah, but, and then reference all of the beginning of Sales a Story. Because if there's that yeah, but, it's going to be even, it's going to be just as hard, if not harder, to sell that lower ticket thing. And also the reference the whole day, especially the morning, all right, of Sales a Story, that person who is the ideal client, it's so much easier to make an offer and one that closes to them, right? And if we're focused on the money, they will be too. So I want to do a entire redirect and say, I want to redirect to the high ticket, $2,000 and up. And I want to redirect as well to, what we're talking about is the plane, not the destination. And we always get caught up in multiple ways, in ways that we don't even realize it. It's like 5 weeks, 10 weeks, that's just the how they get there. Who cares? I don't even want you focused there. I want you to focus on the destination. Whether it's 5 weeks or 10 weeks, what's the transformation that you're offering? How is their life deeply going to be changed? And so the question itself, I'm so grateful that you've asked this question, because the question itself suggests, even if it's only in small ways, or maybe it's the mind entirely taken over, if your mind is taken over by the plane, not the destination, and your mind is focused on the money, that's where their mind's going to be, and is really hard to make an offer that closes from there. I want to redirect the whole thing, find that empowering story, find that worthiness and that alignment, reference the whole of the Sales a Story, which is why people have gone back to listen to that over and over and over and over again. And I've had people do Sales a Story. We used to call it High Ticket Virtual Retreat, having never done anything like that before. And within a month, say, make a $10,000 sale, having never done anything like that before. So I want you to know your own beauty and brilliance. Know that it's actually easier to sell high ticket than to sell low ticket, and then get focused off the money. Because also, if we just say $2,000 and up, get focused off the money, get focused off the plane, and get onto the destination. Who is that person who's actually hurting in front of you that you could actually help? And what is it that's going to happen with them? And then whether it's 10 weeks or a year, whether it's $2,500 or $25,000 or $250,000, if it matters enough to them, it's not about the price tag. Think about our strategy session itself, Marnie. When we first started talking, is this what you expected? Of course not. But if it matters enough, will you find a way? And that's for every single person in this community, for instance, right? Helpful? So then the next question is going to be...
I was going to say, I'm glad to hear that, because I was sitting...
uncomfortably a bit with that. So this clarifies.
Yeah. And again, there could have been a conversation for a particular reason with details that I don't know about. And it's not that there's never reasons to do that. I don't want to make a blanket, completely blanket statement, but almost, right? There can be the false impression that low ticket is easier. To me, offering and closing a $50,000 sale is much easier than 500. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And it's only our knowing of who we are and what that transformation is and our heart for that person. And the more invested they are, think of that word investment. The more invested they are, that's the money too, the more invested they are in that transformation, the more they'll get that transformation that they so want. So again, if there was somebody in this community, for instance, who was giving you that advice, there could have been a particular reason for that. I'm not dissing that, all right? It's just that the standing point always to start with, that's why the whole of Sales a Story is focused in that way. So off of the money, off of the plane, over to the transformation, over to the knowing who we are. I would listen to the morning of Sales a Story again. I've had people listen to it over and over. They did it and then they listened to the whole thing again, then they listened to the whole thing again within weeks. In fact, the person I was just talking about, who I had in mind, that made that $10,000 sale, that had never done anything like that, that's what she did. Thank you. Great question, Marnie. Jamie.
So when we first met, you knew I was losing the most sleep over money and where's it going to come from, and it was really hard. And lately, I don't lose sleep over that anymore. And life has been building, right? And the abundance thing is happening.
So before you even go on to anything else you're going to say,
yeah,
this is right in the nature of this call. As you're saying that, are you actually even feeling the appreciation in that? And I know you have somewhere else you want to go to, but we're always like that. Mm-hmm. Where that thing is there. And then we want to get to over here. That's exactly what I was teaching about just a minute ago. So I can't let this moment pass by. Did you actually hear the words that you just said? Because this is gold. Wherever else you wanted to go, pause. And this is the pause part. Pause here and then practice. What are the practices that you have? You just said, I used to lose sleep over money, and we've been doing that. This is implicit. I think this is what you're saying. We've been doing this work together, and you've been doing this work, and you don't anymore. Did you hear what you just said?
I've been catching it more and more. The thought comes in. Yeah, thank you.
Because that is revolutionary. Whatever else you wanted to say after this, I know it's important too, but this could be the most important thing. And it is in line with everything that we've just been learning in this whole series.
Yes, it might help with what I'm going to ask you.
Right, because I didn't hear you owning that in that moment. It was just well, there's this and what else?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like that kid at Christmas going like, I know you gave me these 10 presents, but can I ask you about this instead? You don't want to give them any more presents.
Yeah, right.
The universe doesn't want to give them any more presents. Like, didn't you see? What did you do? You
hello. This right. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Because this is what I'm afraid of. This call tomorrow, this moment tomorrow. This is the very thing I've been waiting for. And if this person says, yes, this is 1,500 people that just fell into my lap. And that's the business I've been asking for. And right. I recognize it's not all going to happen in a moment. But last night, I lost sleep because suddenly my brain is going, God, how the heck are we ever going to scale up for that? Where am I going to find these people? Mm-hmm. And where am I going to find the space? And where is this? And where is that? And right. I don't want to block it.
Yes, this is a great, and this is the next level question. And again, these things don't happen by accident. Jamie, you've been doing the work, right? Well done. First, celebrate that you have got to this next level question.
Okay.
There are people who are listening either here or afterwards going like, I want that problem, you know, right? That's a great problem to have. So first, the deep appreciation of that. Even if you're losing sleep, it's like me, up till 4 a.m. with my daughter, right?
I know, that's a good problem.
A great reason to be losing sleep. Like, you know, I have a good problem to have. Have I actually let myself appreciate that first? Because, and then reference what I was just teaching earlier in the call. great example. Thank you for that, Jamie. Great example of this, balancing appreciation with envisioning. And that I remember I said that's at the heart of this call. You just illustrated it. There could not be better illustration of that. If I haven't deeply appreciated where I am, it's going to be hard to envision that in a way that works. It's like, oh man, I got this big problem. And now haven't I seen where I am? Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. And if this really is beautiful, then I'm not going to worry as much. It's not going to have so much pressure on it. Then it happens tomorrow or it doesn't. They love you. And this is why we've got the Letting Go series, right? But let me just give you a piece of this now. You know, they love it or they love it or they hate it. They give me a giant virtual hug, the biggest I've ever had on the planet, or they throw tomatoes at me, whatever. If I can appreciate this lack of sleep, you know, and I don't mean happy face on empty gas gauge.
Oh, right.
I will be able to appreciate whatever happens tomorrow. And I'm not going to get so twisted up inside about it.
And that's what's fascinating is because I put that proposal out 2 weeks ago. And normally I would panic, like they haven't answered. They haven't answered it. Oh, what did I do wrong? I must not have put the right money. I must not have done this right. I knew it in my core until last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's just a journey. That's okay. And the thing is too, when we know what we want, remember I said, turn toward what you want, which you have been doing beautifully. This is fantastic work, Jamie. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So we know what we want. Then that's the from the Bhagavad Gita, you know, it's one spiritual tradition, but it's in all spiritual traditions. The yoga tradition draws on that, right? Do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. So we do our very best. And then it happens or it doesn't. You've heard me saying that about the game, right?
Yeah.
Committed, but not attached. I'm committed to doing my very best in this, not attached to the outcome. Deep, deep yogic training, right? And so again, recognizing that, hey, I'm at that next level problem. Like, and that's where we are in this company too. It's like, this growth is inevitable. Man, we better put things in place because I know it's coming. It's a different level problem to have. It's a good problem to have. Appreciating the challenge itself is a deep, deep thing to do. And then also that thing that I was saying earlier on, like I do the work over here and it comes in over here instead. Mm-hmm. So we have in mind the way it's supposed to work. And what if the universe, this is the opening series, what if the universe has something so much bigger in store for us? Is it good news or is it bad news? You remember that story about the man and his horse, the farmer and his horse? And for those who might not have heard it or hear it, recognize it again here, you know, the farmer has this horse that wanders into his yard. People go, oh, you're so lucky. That's such great news. It's just maybe so, maybe not. Then the horse, his son rides the horse and falls off and breaks his leg. Oh no, everybody says, that's so bad. He says, maybe so, maybe not. The army comes in the next day, drafts everybody for what's going to be certain death, but not his son because he's broken his leg. Oh, what great news. Maybe so, maybe not. And the story continues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't know, like they might throw tomatoes at you tomorrow and it might be the best thing that's ever happened for your company. And I know that sounds weird, but I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. If I could, and the best thing that this is coming up in me, my editor says, don't say it, so I'm going to say it. You know, if in the moment of hearing that my man had died, would I reverse that if I could? Are you freaking kidding me? You know, I'm talking about the deepest level pain, whether it's, oh, a launch that didn't go well, or a kid gets a bad grade, or someone we love dies, or we lose what we, you know, like whatever level, or we spill the coffee, you know? So at that moment, would I want to reverse that? You know, are you kidding me? But as I look at my life now, like I just, if that hadn't happened, would I want that? Of course not. But you've heard me say this before, the summer after he died, I thought I understood what love was. I don't even know how to say this to you guys. I work with words. I don't know how to say it to you. I learned what love meant after he died. I didn't want that with every cell of my being. But I am so great. One of the things I'm grateful for that I know I'll go to my grave being grateful for is that summer, bizarrely, after he died, when I learned what love meant. So do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. You hold space the best way you can in that conversation. And whatever happens, happens. And you don't know. Mm-hmm. There are larger forces at work. That's the opening series. You don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. They might just be, and I know it doesn't feel like that ever. Maybe they're the practice round and it's, you know, like, what? Because it's not them, but it's the person who comes in right behind them. And if you didn't have the practice of with them tomorrow, that one wouldn't have landed. Or maybe that's not it at all. Maybe they take it on, but only a piece of it. Maybe they ask you for three times as much, like a million different outcomes. And you don't know which one's the best. We don't know. We can't. There are forces greater than us. We have the wind at our back that you think the opening series, right? So we just do our best and we show up. And then we are in the game and we just play the game and see what happens in the best of service for all. And some will love it and some will hate it. And that's okay, because more and more we'll find where we're meant to be. And especially when it's like, when we get the thing that we've been asking for, that's why the Letting Go series, that can sometimes be the hardest of all. You've got right now the thing that you've been asking for. But then we get attached to the next thing, the next piece of it. So celebrating all the way along the way.
All right. That's my, thank you. Thank you. Very.
You're very. So welcome. Could not be a better posed question to wrap up all the different pieces. See you, Jamie. Questions? Yeah, Mary Kay.
What do you do, or what, it's like, what do you offer somebody when they really want to do it, but they can't quite come up with the money, and they probably, you know, there's a good chance that they might, you know, in the next couple of weeks or months or whatever. So do you just put them on your list, or what, how do you stay in?
Right. It depends on what's happening. And sometimes that's, with love, can I do the tough love version of this, Mary Kay? And it happens to me too. So are you up for the tough love version?
I guess I'll stop you if I'm not.
Thank you. Cause I think you're going to like it, but I just, you know, I'm pretty sure you're going to like this. And it is the thing that will move the needle the most. And it's for all of us. It's our problem, not theirs. That's what I want to say. It's our problem, not theirs. Because if they're not finding the money, and sometimes really, truly, like they have kids to feed or whatever it is. I'm not saying that real money issues don't happen, but when it's coming up as money, it's, and whether it is or not, this is how I like to think about it. And most of the time it's this, that they're still not seeing at the deepest resonant level, the value and the urgency and the pain. Because when they are, yes, there's people living in the street, those that, you know, that don't have enough to eat and they don't have a home, they're probably not our clients. But other people, the people who are our clients, can find it somewhere when they understand in their bones the urgency of it. And when we also hold space for them in a way that doesn't allow them to run away from themselves. I'm not saying we chase them. I'm saying that we hold space for their highest self, and we keep seeing them as their highest self. And we're not letting their small self story be the story that wins the day. I'm sorry, I can't pay for this and that and that and that reason because it's impossible because of this and this and that and that. And I would love to, and I know it'd be really good, but let me tell you about all the reasons why it's not working. Well, is that the story that's winning? Have we gone back to the urgency of it? And then when we have, and they are really truly invested with all of them, that this is the thing that will move the needle. And that's our work, to hone that skill of holding the space in the strategy session at a deeper, I'm still doing it, at a deeper and deeper and deeper level, so that they will see what's inside themselves and what they want.
Okay, so the person that said, there was a family event where they had to spend money anyway. And so I could have probably taken the conversation into a little bit questioning that decision. Maybe.
Yes. And here's the thing. One yes at a time applies during the strategy session as well. And a really powerful question. This could be the most important. This is also a take home for the entire year. a really important question to ask when you see that person in that deep, deep, deep desire. If they're going, yeah, maybe, and I'm going to check into these other 10,000 things that could solve the problem. Maybe I want to solve this other problem as well. They're not there. I mean the person that in the course of that conversation has got to that place where you all got or you wouldn't be here. Go back to our conversation that we had, okay? Where they're going like, oh, I know that I want this, right? Deep desire. And then they go, but they're bumping into an editor. It's compassion for them, all right? They so want it. They're in that place like Jamie was, like, I so want it. And then they're also become, you know, attached, and weird stuff happens inside people because they want it so badly even. And then they're going to want to go, well, I didn't really want it. Or there's something else that, like, their mind will be playing tricks on them. And our job is to hold space, right? I want it so badly. Oh, but I really can't. So I got to go back to my old life. Oh, I want it so badly. Oh, but I didn't really want it because, you know, like, stuff is happening inside them. To help them to hold to the always seeing them in their highest self, even when they're not being that, right? That they, you know, so I can see that this, you know, really matters to you. And you really like speaking and you really want this. Am I right? Have them tell the truth, you know, no, I want to do this other thing. That's a different conversation. But for that person, it seems like this really matters to you. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think I found, well, no, just like one thing at a time, because you're looking for one yes at a time. Am I right in this? Or am I hearing wrong? Yes. With world enough in time, like, let's leave the money aside for a second, you know, leave the money aside for a second. If the money were there, is this something that you want to do? And you listen to the quality of their answer. I might have had this conversation with you, right? Yes, God, money aside. Oh my God, I'd do this in a heartbeat. You get them to articulate it. Okay, so this really matters to you. And I sometimes use on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 is like, yeah, or I could go for pizza tonight. Or 10 is like the breath I breathe, like my daughter. I mean, I would die for her. I might've said this to you in the strategy session. Like, how much do you want this? People who say yes to me usually come in at a 9 or 8, not 10. Because they want it so badly, they're scared, right? 10, sometimes they're faking it, no? I want everything like a 10, and they don't really mean the words. And they mean it, it's come from that deep place, it's usually an 8 or 9. 6, I can't help them, you know? They don't want it enough. It's like a 9, okay? It's a 9, it's not a 5, it's not a 10. What's the difference between that 9 and 10? What, you know, so 9, that's a lot. You want this not, why is it not a 10? And you probably already know, and let them articulate, oh, I'm scared this can't happen. I get it, you know? You're letting them articulate that deep, deep, deep desire. So money aside, you would do this in a heartbeat. Great. Are you sure? Or are you, because I, you know, I'll believe you, you know? This is not a script to follow. Hear the energy of what I'm saying. Depends on the person, depends on the circumstances, right? Marnie, we had a conversation and it resembled some of this a while back, you know, right? Does this really matter to you? Yes. Money aside, would you do this? It's one yes at a time. Absolutely. Okay. Well, and this is a real conversation I've had with many people, right? So yeah, but I'd have to check with my spouse. Okay, but if you didn't have a spouse or not, I don't know, say that. If you, you know, if you knew that they were going to say yes, or if, you know, if you were doing just this just yourself, would you do this? Oh, yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. 100%. I'm listening to the quality of their answer, right? Are they faking it? You know, like, okay, so aside from the money, aside from your spouse, you would be doing this like right now. Well, no, I got these other 3 things going on that are more important, different person. Yes, yes, I would do this. Yes, now, yes, right? And aside from my spouse, yeah, fantastic, okay. Then we know that they're in borrowing the money and borrowing the spouse, okay? These are 2 different issues, but let's say it's the money. Then it's like, okay, so you wanna do this, but you don't know where to find the money. So that's the problem we're trying to solve. So you're all in. You just don't know where to find the money. Is that the problem we're trying to solve? I push them on this, right? Yes, I'm all in, but I don't think I have the money. Well, great. Are you sure about that? You know you're all in. Fantastic. Okay. I've helped many people just like you, and they don't know where to find the money. But if it's just a question of you're in, but we just got to find the money, would you like to have a call with me? And I'll hold space for you and help you find the money. Because there's people who have had the money nowhere in sight. And I don't know where that money is, but I bet you do, and I'll help you find it. I've had people work 2 jobs to do this. I've had people, you know, cash savings that they couldn't touch. I've had, you know, would you like me to have that conversation with you? I'm getting permission all the way along. because then they've said, yes, I'm in, but I don't know that I'll find the money. And then you hold that empowering story for them. I've had people come into that call. I've done exactly that. And I've had people come into that call going like, well, actually, I've got this, you know, $500,000 in my RSP that I can't touch. But I'm gonna use that money. Or we have this boat that we've been trying to sell for a long time. And I hate the boat anyway. Or I've got this friend, but I'm scared to ask them. I could borrow money. Or like, it's somewhere. Or we're remortgaging our house anyway. Could find an extra $10,000 that, like, you don't know, but when they care enough and you know that they know that you care enough to hold space for them, to help them do the thing that they said and really mean that they want to do, then you're not buying into their self-limiting story. It's a great, great question, Mary Kay. Thank you for asking the question. Because this is the difference between a sale and no sale, between helping the person that we can help and not helping the person, because we didn't stand for them. That's why I say it's our problem. We bought into their small self story. Oh, I would love to do this. I can't afford it because I've got it's pre-COVID kind of arguments or talks, right? But I can't afford it. And, you know, do you want to meet to find the money? I can't meet with you next week because I'm taking this, you know, month-long trip with my husband across the world. And we just bought this boat. And so I don't have time to meet with you. They've got the money, you know, like, how much does it matter to them? They had money for that.
So I might be able to do another call with the person that this happened with.
Yes, depending where you are in that conversation, it's like, wow, I just want to circle back around to you because I know how much this mattered to you. You don't even have to say that you want to buy this. I know how much this mattered to you, this, and then use their language that you actually could have a better relationship with your horse, that, you know, whatever the thing is, right? That you could, you know, go to bed at night not crying, thinking about how much, you're, you know, whatever the thing is, that, you know, I know that mattered to you, right? And you're using their language. If they say no, they're lying. And then they're not your client. Yes. Oh man, that does really matter to me. But you know, I told you, like, I just can't do it right now. Yeah. I get that. But I just wanted to circle around because I've got an idea. Would you like to talk? That I think could really help you. Would you like to talk about it? And it's the same kind of language as the initial strategy session. Sure. You got an idea? Sure. I'd love to. And then at the beginning of that call, you got to reestablish the pain because they won't remember it in their body at the moment. The pain is gone. You've got to reestablish it at the beginning of that call. And then they're going like, shoot. And then they're in that same pain space. Here's what I remember from our call last time. Is this right? And you give them back their words about the real pain. You've had, and this isn't your field, but you've spoken on stage 562 times this year and you haven't made any money. And you've spoken in front of this many people and your husband is wanting to leave you because, did I hear that right last time? That's what's happening, right? Is that still happening? Because it's been a week since we've talked. Tell me about it, but I'm going to seed that pain first. Yes, worse. Now he's telling me he wants a divorce, you know, whatever it is, right? Okay. Man, that hurts. And I'll be with them there for a minute. I don't pounce on them and try to sell them something, right? Then I've got to reestablish that. What would it be like to actually solve this? I go slowly, it'd go quickly, you know? And then I eliminate the other possibility. You already tried that. You tried that. You tried that. You tried that. Those weren't working. Great. Well, I have an idea. I know you really want to do this. And then I'll probably exaggerate, you know, like, and we could do this like 10 years from now. How would that work? You know, no, God, I'm going to be dead by then, you know? Okay. Well, you know, okay. Well, you'd like to do this sooner. Where do you think you're going to be in 6 months if, you know, this doesn't get solved? Oh, it's going to be this much worse. Oh my God. Okay. What if we could find something that would help you now? How would that be? One yes at a time. Oh my goodness. That'd be great. Well, I know last time you said the money's really hard. Money's tight these days, right? Acknowledge the problem. Yeah, it is. What if we could actually solve this for you? What if it could actually be possible? Wow. Yeah, that'd be great. Well, here's what's happened before. Maybe you haven't done this before, but I have. And there was a first person that I did that with. You know, I've held space for people, or I'm willing to hold space with you because I know that I've found money sometimes when I haven't thought it's even possible. It could even be you at first, right? I wonder if we put our heads together, put yourself on the same side as them, not others opposite sides. You're standing beside them. You're Yoda, not Luke. Okay. Or you're Hermione for Harry Potter, you know, your friend, right? You put yourself alongside them. why don't we put our heads together in a call next time? Because if you say, do you really want this? And if you could do it, and you establish that, if you could do it, you would do it right now. And is that right? If they don't say it with conviction, don't believe them until they say it with conviction. Great. What if we could actually make that possible for you? I don't know if we can or not, but maybe we could. Marnie, you know, like, what if we could, what if this could happen? What if we could put our heads together? Do you want to have that call? Great. And then you've got permission that that call is about finding the money so that they can do the thing they said they'd want to do. If they don't find it because, hey, they're, you know, being sued for $3 million and they're in the street and they don't have food for tomorrow, then it's a legitimate, well, okay, what, let's make a plan to be able to do this 6 months from now or whatever it is, right? And then you make that concrete plan. But almost always that money is there when they understand the pain and not understand, but they know it.
Probably worth doing because she did have her calculator out. And then the next time something happened.
She's just thinking about the money and reference that question about the money, about how much it is. And am I thinking about the money? Is my mind on the money? And is my mind on the plane instead of being with that person and the transformation and how I can help them? And letting them step into it because it's about their life. It means more to, it's important for us. It means more to them because it's their life on the line when we're really doing our work.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Great questions. I'm really glad we stayed for this. Thank you for staying because this is exactly about what we do when we're here in the game. And this is for always. You get that too, right? This is for all year long. But the game gives us the opportunity to see, well, okay, well, how do I close that conversation? Because there's a real live human being that, Mary Kay, you may or may not get a chance to help right now, but you may. And that could be a life transformed. This conversation, and it might not be that person, it might be the next person. Reference what we were talking about with Jamie. Good? Please keep asking your questions. Please keep leaning in with the Facebook page. Thank you for staying here, like 40 minutes over to end up this series and this call. You guys rock. Your questions are awesome. Keep asking. Tag and text me if you want your question answered. Have a fabulous, fabulous day. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks. For now.
Bye, everyone.
So welcome. Bye-bye.